Welcome, listeners, to a very special episode of The Pursuit of Perfectness.
That's right. This is an unconventional one this week. We're doing a fun cross-promotion with our sister podcast on this network, our podcast from another modcast, made-up talk show. Made-up talk show is a great improvisation podcast that's also on the Let's Hear It Network. Rich Christoforsky and Jessica Coyle host that. They every week they bring in actors and comedians to make up podcasts and have a great time. And this week we got the absolute joy, pleasure, and honor to be guests on the podcast and improvise for an hour and be very silly. And what a time! What a time!
And we are, to give a look behind the curtain, we are fresh from that improv session.
We just came off. We're literally fresh.
We're so fresh. And it was amazing. I'm glowing. Dennis, I'm glowing. It was such a fun, wonderful time.
So we are going to present that entire episode of Made Up Talk Show to you right now as a special episode of The Pursuit of Perfectness. Anything else we need to say about that?
So it's not going to be our regular episode. Tune in for our next one. We'll be back to the huge. But for now, enjoy this very special episode of Made Up Talk Show.
There are so many podcasts in the world, and not enough time to listen to them.
Some sound professionally made, some sound like a hot mess, and some just sound made up.
On our show, we invite a guest to bring a lesser-known podcast they've recently been listening to. But here's the catch.
It doesn't exist. We use this information as the suggestion for an improv show. And in the editing room, we make the improvised podcast sound as real as possible.
And that's how it works.
This is Made Up Talk Show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Made Up Talk Show. I'm Richard Christoforsky, and I'm here with my co-host, Jessica Coyle.
And I'm here with two people below me, but I don't want to give away the game too soon. How are you, Richard?
I'm doing well. Should I give that to you in a two-sentence life update?
Why not? Update? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I was thinking about this on the way here, and I realized the one that I wanted to give was one I gave last time. Does that count as one of
that
my
counts
sentences?
As one, yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Next one.
So much pressure. Someone also told me to go really deep with my update this time, and now I feel like I can't because I just blew it on that sentence too. Let's just say that
he's spinning out, folks. He's absolutely losing his mind. This is supposed to be low stakes.
This is the hardest thing for me. This
is flying into outer space over there. He is looking like the what is it? The Tasmanian devil is what is most closely similar to right now. Here, I'm going to model one for you, Richard. Here goes.
Thank you.
Ate a bunch of roast history chicken. Number two. I decided not to wear the hat. Okay, there we go.
I have one that's actually important. I know it breaks the rule.
It does break the rule, but I will give you allowance, but don't push it too far, counselor.
Thank you. This will be for the one that I missed a while ago. Mm-hmm. I am looking for a roommate, so email madeuptalkshow@gmail.com and I can send you the info.
Okay, soliciting roommates, Greece, you know what to do. come on over. I just bought feta cheese tonight. I don't have any Kalamata olives, but we'll find some for you guys. You need to head on down there to Brooklyn to live with Richard Christoforsky. So speaking of other countries, I believe we have some exciting news there, Richard. Is that correct?
We do have some exciting news in the form of a new segment called Thank You, Peru.
Hola, 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 mi gente. Es gracias a Peru. And yes, that's true, because we are on the charts in Peru.
In the Improv Comedy Chart Podcast, we are number 30 in Peru. So I want to say thank you, Peru. And
thank you, Peru.
Folks, did you know that Peru produces one of the most expensive cups of coffee in the world?
Wow, tell me more.
In order to make this special brew, coffee beans are fed and then picked out of the excrement of a monkey-type mammal called a Okoati, C-O-A-T-I. One of our guests is nodding emphatically, so this must be correct. And it costs anywhere between $20 and $65.
Wow, that's a great fact about Peru. And now I would like to get into a different part of this segment called Peligros de Peru, which is the dangers of Peru. I will warn you, if you decide to go to the Montaña de Siete Colores or the Rainbow Mountain in Peru, you may think that you have become accustomed to the altitude. You have not. You will get altitude sickness and the guide will have to make you not go to sleep. So that is the dangers of Peru. Be careful. Make sure that you actually are attuned to the altitude. With that, thank you so much, Peru. Keep listening. And if you want a roommate, come on down to Brooklyn. I guess up to Brooklyn.
And if you get Peru, if you get us to number one on the improv comedy pod charts list, we will go to Peru and we'll do a live show. And Greece, you got to beat Peru. We've fallen to number 71 in your charts.
This is no good.
Peru, get us higher to number one. Greece, also get us higher to number one. We'll do live shows, but who's going to be the first to have Made Up Talk Show there? Peru or Greece? So, folks, email us at Made Up Talk Show and let us know.
And if you see each other at the UN, if we have any UN ambassadors listening and you see each other across the room and lock eyes, I hope it's a true love connection that you make over this show. And I hope that you have a baby. improv baby. So that concludes our segment. Thank you, Peru.
Thank you, Peru.
All right. Should we enter our guests? Should we enter our guests?
I think so, based on the love at first sight, lovely first sight creative powerhouse of our guests. Jessica, would you like to intro them?
Well, Dennis Pacheco and Ellen Matthews, I'd like to welcome you to our show. Blah, blah, blah,
boom. Oh, wow. Well, hi.
I feel so welcomed. That was amazing.
That was incredible. Gosh. Did you? Wow. That was such a great song. You wrote
that. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yes, I certainly did. I did. I wrote it. I wrote it just for you two. We don't have a green room as you do in your show, which is, of course, part of the Let's Hear It Network. But we have the bottom, the southern half of our Zoom screen. So I hope you all enjoyed that while you were waiting.
Very cozy. Yeah.
That's very nice. Both of you are performers and instructors at Magna Theater in New York City. Yes. But you both co-host The Pursuit of Perfectness, which is on the Let's Hear It Network, same network as Made Up Talk Show. So it's Dennis, you're our first reoccurring guest.
No, on Made Up Talk Show. Get the F out of here. Is that true?
Wow. It's true.
Oh man, that's amazing. And I'd like to point out to the listener that I was not asked back, but invited myself. So that's how you do it.
Yes, a genius cross promotion suggestion from Dennis and Ellen. That's how you get back on it. Pitched it right to me and Chris DeLuca, the other co-founder of the network, and we're like, this is a great idea. Dennis, I had no idea that was your angle, just to be the first return guest on Made Up Talk Show.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, Ellen, you can come or not, like, you know. Like
so we're doing this thing or whatever. Might be fun, but I don't know.
Well, your episode was great and very fun. Back to Back to the Future. And I have made people listen to that, especially early days. You were one of our first ones that I felt very confident about.
I was lucky that I found that podcast.
Right.
Yeah, lucky you came across it.
Wink.
Well, I hope in a no-pressure way that the podcast that you brought for us today, which we'll talk about in a moment, because I want to hear what you are listening to in your free time or what you're doing at the moment, just hope it's just as good as the first one.
It's got to be, right?
It's got to be.
We listen to it, or it's pre-screened, so it's fine.
Yeah. Why bring it on Made Up Talk Show if it's not?
Yeah.
But so, talking about podcasts that you listen to, ones that you listen to more frequently, how do you indulge? What do you get into?
I listen to so many podcasts, so many. I got to have my The Daily, my Vox Explained, my news. Michael Barbaro was actually back when I had a dating profile and it had five things I can't live without. Michael Barbaro was one of my five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is.
Oh my gosh.
What so about good. Michael Barbaro, who's a bear at the zoo? Can you live without him?
That was number two.
That was number two. Two.
Bear Barrow.
Great, adorable.
I also love this show called You're Wrong About, which revisits like moments in pop culture that we like get wrong. Oh, I love it so much. And then I love just like talking conversational podcasts, interview podcasts. There's one called Loud About Nothing with Sebastian Canelli, who's a previous Magnet performer. And then
He's very funny.
Oh, so funny.
He's so funny. So talky stuff. You listen to any of those spooky kabuki ones, like murder ones?
I used to listen to this one called Lore, which it would talk about different myths, like the Loch Ness Monster or like the Amity Horror. And then I had to stop because it was getting too spooky. I couldn't sleep
at night. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It does sound good. Speaking of sounds awesome, Dennis, are you a listener of Freaky Deaky Scary Berry podcasts or anything?
Freaky Deaky Scary Berry. I listen to podcasts. I don't really like scary things because I don't like to be scared. So I don't like horror movies either because they're too scary. I talked about some podcasts I listened to last time, which your listeners will all recall.
Of course.
I don't know why, but I really enjoy listening to Slate's Political Gab Fest. And I used to listen to like the Daily and I would listen to like four news podcasts in the morning, and now I stopped and I just listened to like Screw It, We're Just Going to Talk About Comics, Bonanas for Bonanza and like silly things.
Yeah. Andy Daly podcast, right?
Yeah. Very fun. I like those. Hidden Brain is a good one. Mm-hmm. Hidden Brain I started listening to because of our podcast, yes. The Pursuit of Perfectness. Subscribe, please. That sounds so pathetic. It's
please.
Yeah, like, what's his name? Mitch McConnell. No, not Mitch McConnell. Mitt Romney.
Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Please clap.
Please clap.
Please subscribe. Please download. Please subscribe.
I will say that for Pursuit of Perfectness, you are on the charts in the United States for mental health podcasts.
Wow.
I think I last checked you were 182, I think, on the list, which is very good.
You, lucky 182. 182.
Nice. Lucky 182. Call in lucky 182. You how long have you been? Man, I should know this.
Yeah, we've had 9 episodes. We just finished our first season, right?
Yep.
Alan?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
We just finished our first season, so 9 weeks plus 10. Well, 10 weeks. We took 1 week off, and then we're gonna take 2 more weeks off, and then we're gonna come back roaring back with season 2.
If you make number 1, are you gonna come to the U.S. and do a show?
If we're number 1 in the U.S., we will fly up to the U.S. from where we are.
A bunker in Belize.
Yeah. A bunker in Belize, which is not where the green room is. We don't know where the green room is located. We told the builders not to tell us, but we have a tunnel. Great. But we'll come to the U.S. to finish your thought. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dennis. And Ellen. Mm-hmm.
I want to say one more thing about Peru. I want to say thanks to Peru, because without Peru, I wouldn't be here today. Yeah. I'm half Peruvian.
Oh. Which is fantastic. And I wanted to say, Peru does not only have peligros, it has milagros. And you are one of those milagros, Dennis.
No, stop it.
Yeah. Well, like thank that. You again
that
to Peru.
Was very
yeah.
cute.
Oh, fantastic. Do you listen to any super unknown, obscure podcasts that you may have brought for us today?
It's funny you should ask. Ellen and I were having a conversation about podcasts, and it turns out that we are both avid listeners.
Wow.
Of this one podcast that almost nobody has heard.
I couldn't believe you also listen.
Yeah.
This podcast is so awesome. It's like at the top of my list right now. It's called How Did These Get Met?
Not how did this get made.
It's not from the Earwolf Network. It's from the Werewolf Network.
Oh, so
I decided to go for it. And this podcast, it's about unconventional couples. Mainly, it started as mainly couples, but it expanded a little bit. But it's still mainly unconventional couples, sort of odd couples, in this one small town in the northwestern United States.
Yeah, and they have a team of people that go out and they talk to these couples, how they met, how they make it work, how they keep the spark alive. It's really fascinating.
It's just wild.
It was wild. Wild stuff.
Yeah, these are people who you would never expect to be together.
Right. And, but they are, yeah. And they make it work, and it's beautiful. If you want to believe in love, like, listen to this podcast.
That is great.
Just looked it up. It says it takes place in Spokane.
Yeah. Yep.
Spokane, which I think is in Washington. Okay. It's in the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Small town. So, you know, one of those places where everyone knows everyone else. Very cute.
Yeah, I mean, small compared to New York.
Great.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't heard of this podcast. Jessica, have you heard of this podcast?
No, I never have.
Great. Well, let's take a listen.
This is the team at HTGTM, Spokane's top podcast network. We have a sacred mission to interview all of our small town's top odd couples. Come along with us as we explore the ins and outs of these fascinating people. Welcome to How Did These Get Met?
All right, so I guess I'm just going to knock on this door here. I've had a sort of a pre-interview with one of the people. All right, so let's just see what happens here, okay? Knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Jordy Pash, and I'm from the HDTGM street team. We talked on the phone earlier.
Jordy. You're early.
I'm not. But can I come in?
Yeah, by all means, you just take your shoes off, leave them outside. It's not supposed to rain today. They'll be okay.
I can't bring them into this mudroom.
No, mudrooms, no.
I'm sorry.
This
is obviously my husband. He's a bloodthirsty farmer. I just wanted to make sure that you don't have any exposed flesh. Just to make you sure.
Well, I'm wearing socks, and yeah.
Okay, that's great. Just as long as you keep those socks up over the ankle, does lose it if he sees exposed flesh. So just all right, sweetie. I'm gonna go ahead and put the veal in the oven, but everything's
don't
okay
let me,
here.
Don't let me see it. Don't let me see it.
Of course, I never would.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I was gonna take my balaclava off.
No. It gets warm in here, but you can keep that on, bud. Keep it on, please. No. All right. Keep it on. Okay. I'm going to go put the veal in the oven. Okay. Love you, honey. Okay.
Love you.
Oh, that must be her.
That's her. I love my life.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to take your shoes off or what? Are you going to come in?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Okay.
Off and Velcro strap and off.
Great. I like how they just have one Velcro strap each.
Yeah, it makes walking an adventure.
Yeah, you leave them right there. Come on right in. Have yourself a home, as they say. hang up. Yep. Feel free to hang up your coat over there. Feel free to sit on. You can see our couch is divided into two sections. Feel free to whatever you want. And I'm gonna sit in my chair over here. Is this okay? Is that how I?
Yeah, this is great. This is perfect. Right. I'm just so captivated by your story. It was really romantic.
Thank you.
Two people I'd never thought would get together, a bloodthirsty farmer and a vegetarian construction worker.
Yeah.
It's really? Like written in the star-crossed lovers.
I mean, knock down the fortress wall to my heart. You know, that's what she did, planted a garden. Really what she did really made me rethink things, but still very respectful, still incredibly respectful of my craft and all those animals that I kill and then bring to the meat market and sell them there. I really thought it was what was going to hold us back, and I didn't mention it for the longest time, but when I did, she simply responded, "I know. Oh. I've known since I first saw you." And I was like, "Oh, you must have just read it on me." She's like, "No, you were always covered in blood, and I just assumed that you were killing animals and not people." So,
yeah. So you're not allowed to leave the bounds of your house.
That's also true. That's also true. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I just have to know, like, she was putting. So her and her construction team were putting on an addition to your home,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you. Can you tell me that story?
Yeah. So the I mean, I don't mean to get into like legal weeds here on it, but so the agreement that I have with the county court judge is that I can't leave my home, but the lawyer advised me and said, you know, if your house was bigger, you technically could be in your home and you can continue. And I have a lot of money. I'm a 12th generation meat farmer. Wow. So there's a lot of money wow. that's been here. Yeah, it's been a long time. So a lot of old meat money. As you know, the expression, you know, go take your meat money. That common expression. So
did that come from your family?
I'm so sorry. Heads up. My friend Danya's here, and we're going to be in the kitchen. Now, Danya's wearing a skirt. I warned her not to, but she wore a skirt. But I need you to not look in the kitchen at any time. Danya, you okay to not show your legs at any time, Danya?
I mean, I can't promise anything.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, do your best, okay? But sweetheart, avert your eyes as much as you can, because Danya's got a skirt on, and like I said, I warned her not to, but you can't tell Danya what to do, that's for sure.
Okay, not a problem. I actually come from a really Puritan background, so that's more of like not having to avert my eyes.
So that's not about being bloodthirsty.
It's not bad about being bloodthirsty at all. It's more my Puritan upbringing. Yeah. But anyway, so a 12th generation meat farmer had a lot of old money, and my lawyer's like, old meat money is the expression, old meat money. Yeah. And my lawyer said that you could just extend your house. You just constantly put extensions on your house. It started with the mudroom, and the lawyer's like, think bigger. Because what did that add? Like,
Sweetheart, Danya just spilled veal juice all over her sweater. She's going to have to take that off, but you need to not come in here right now. Danya, what were you doing holding that veal juice?
I just wanted to feel the heat of it.
Well, you're going to feel the heat now, because you're going to need to remove that sweater. Sweetheart, you better not look in here.
I won't go in the kitchen. I won't go in the kitchen at all.
Again, that's working on both of your...
It's really hitting both of them.
The Puritan thing and the...
Yeah, Jordy, it's really going on both of them. So,
Jordy, can I... I'm sorry, I'm just going to poke my head out from the kitchen door so that no one can see below my chin.
Okay. But Jordy, I'm just going to stare directly at you while this happens and hope that's not unnerving.
Jordy, I won't turn around.
No, it's okay.
Jordy, I'm one of their dearest friends, and I would just like to say, if you're looking for another voice in this little interview television show, I am more than happy to be that face, voice, whatever you need. I know them so well. They're a beautiful couple. I'm available.
This is great, Danya. I guess I don't know, put on a beekeeper outfit and come in here. I just noticed there's a row of them hanging from hooks.
So. Oh, I have one. Hang on a second, Danya. Sure, okay. Come on in here.
All right,
Danya. What, I think you're like, what, a six? You're a six?
I'm like six a long? Like a four. A four.
Like a four long. A four long. All
long.
Right.
Long. I have extra long legs. I'm all legs. All right, small torso, but long legs.
The beekeeper's outfit. Okay. All right.
You know, the worst thing about these beekeeper outfits, and I hear it all the time from my wife, is that different brands have different sizes for beekeeper outfits. A four in one beekeeper brand is not the same in another beekeeper outfit brand.
Isn't that always the way?
It's always the way. Yeah. But we also raise bees on this farm.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Can I just, I just want to go back to the, and we'll get to the room extensions, because your home just kind of, you've kind of like gerrymandered your home throughout the town in weird like snaky extensions. We'll get into that. But I'm curious, and I'm sorry, what was your name one more time?
Traver.
Traver, It just strikes me as like a lot of farmers slaughter animals.
Uh-huh.
What makes you so bloodthirsty, I guess?
Jordy, your hands are peeking out of those gloves. I'm going to need you to cover those hands, Jordy.
What?
Your hands.
No, these are... Oh, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, gosh.
It's as long as there's no blood on your hands. In the literal sense, not in the... Is that even a saying, blood on your hands?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think that's a saying. What was your question to me?
My question was, why, how, okay, I guess it's two questions.
Okay.
Are you actually that different from normal meat ranchers? And how did you get that way?
Well, I think, being born.
Oh, sorry, I bit my fingernail. No! Almost clean off.
I'm gonna have to just turn my head. I'm gonna have to look this way if that's okay with you. Not look at you at all. Is that okay?
Sure, okay? If you're just talking to, yeah, in the mic, that's fine. I'm just gonna suck on my finger over here.
Danya, okay. Don't run in the beekeeper outfit. You can't run in it. What are you doing, Danya?
Who says I can't run in a beekeeper's cup outfit? That costume.
No. Oh, she's running full tilt toward the wall. She can barely see. Oh, it's a disaster in full motion. Oh, shit.
Oh.
What happened?
Are you okay, Danya?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm just going to I'm going to have to take off this helmet.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to have to take off the beekeeper's helmet. It's okay. Oh, that's better.
Oh my God.
Jordy.
Danya.
You're so beautiful. Handsome. Oh.
I'm sorry. That just slipped out. I shouldn't have said that.
Just like, we felt it.
Felt it too.
Yeah.
All right. You've stumbled across my husband's horrible secret. He's licking the blood on the floor. It's disgusting. It's so gross. I said he was bloodthirsty. I'm glad you two had a meat cute, but I'm embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
Meat cute, right? M-E-A-T.
Oh, great. You can pun about it. I'm the one sitting here while my husband eats meat off the floor.
Jordy, that's hilarious.
Thank you.
Get a room. I'm gonna take care of my husband. Get over here, Trevor.
Okay, why don't we get out of here?
Yeah, do you think you got what you needed?
Yeah, I think
for the show?
I be honest? I didn't. But
did you ask them how they met?
I did, but we just never quite got to
never
it.
Never got there. Because the show, what's the name of your show?
You know what? Why don't you, Danya? Why don't you? You know them better than anyone else.
I'm the dearest, dearest oldest friend.
Yeah, ignore the lapping sounds of, I guess that's
this is a little so distracting, upsetting but, to me.
Oh, boy.
Yum, 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 yum.
Well,
yum, 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 how did they meet? Yum, yum.
Funny story, actually. I originally was dating Trevor.
This is real good blood.
This is horrible.
Okay, all right. I guess I'm standing outside of his home here. I'm just going to knock on the door, and I did a pre-interview with them, and we'll just get started. Here we go. Knock, 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 knock.
Hello.
Hi, it's Steve Renters from the podcast. We talked on the phone.
Yes, come on in, Steve. We've been expecting you.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Goodness. She's on or off. She's on or off.
You keep them on, keep them off, whatever you're comfortable with, okay? Our house is your house.
Great. How about one on, one off? I'm just joking. Keep them both on.
You're crazy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's nice to hear. Thanks to hear.
Oh, my God.
We'll keep them on. Keep them on. This is a lovely, I think a real estate agent would call it cozy. It's like compact home.
Thank you. I'm a minimalist. Okay. Like simplicity. Okay. I don't like any, you know, bells and whistles. Okay. Everything in here is functional.
I saw that there was no doorbell whatsoever.
No.
And everything is
literal,
legitimately
no literal bells or whistles or metaphorically, both things.
Huh. And everything is within an arm's reach, like, literally within an arm's reach. I can just like wingspan it out and grab whatever I need in your apartment.
You need a knife? Right there. You need a pillow?
I'm just going to peek in through the window here. Yeah. Just let me know when I should speak. I don't fit in the house, but sweetheart, whenever you want me to talk, I'll talk.
Yeah. Well, we are We are clay for you to mold, my friend. Oh. So you tell.
All right,
you
sweetheart. All right, baby. Well, this is my wife, of course, and I'm a giant golden eagle from California, so I don't fit in the house. But we are I guess an unusual couple. I don't see us as being unusual, but people do.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners about who you are and your partner, the giant golden eagle. I really can't. You know what? I'm a little surprised I got sent on this this particular interview. But let's tell us about.
Well, you did the pre-interview. You knew us, so.
That's true. I knew what it was. I knew what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Tell us about yourself.
Of course, my name is Thumbelina. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm a petite woman.
So small. One long dandelion stalk. That's your size.
that's how I measure myself. They say, how tall are you? I say, one long dandelion stem. Okay, that's how tall I am. And my partner here, very good eyesight. Very mm-hmm. good eyesight. Eagles have, which
thank
is,
you.
Yes, I mean, otherwise, I don't think you would have seen me.
No. Oh, and what a loss that would have been.
Oh,
you said it. I'm sorry. Do you prefer golden eagle? Eagle? What?
Oh, you can call me Clarissa. That's my name.
Clarissa. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. I was like looking at the full intake.
Did you lose your notes here. From our? Yeah.
I left them. Left
we
them
don't
in the
need
truck,
to be super
really
formal
over.
Here.
No.
You know? Just.
Well, I do recall from that interview, Clarissa, you said that you spotted
Thumbelina
here from 15, 16 miles away.
Yep,
you can mm-hmm. you can call me Thumb if you want. Just
Thumb.
Since we're being
yeah, not
casual.
A, sure. These are being casual. Yeah, yeah. By all means. So 14, 15 miles away, and you swooped right down, and you
well,
just
I thought initially that she was a mouse.
Mm. Oh my god, what a funny!
Oh,
oh my
god, so
what a funny answer that was. I was terrified.
Oh my
scared
god, and then
out of my mind.
And well, and as I approached it, I saw you were a beautiful woman that's only one dandelion long. Of course, I halted and made my hellos,
and we got to chatting.
Got to chatting.
You know, it's amazing what we had in common, right?
Yeah.
We both love jazz.
Oh, soft jazz, smooth soft jazz, jazz, contemporary jazz.
Oh, my goodness.
And just get a loop of
see, I am so small that I can feel the jazz, the vibrations throughout the ground. So it's very, mm-hmm. it's very near and dear to me. And, you know, our wedding song. Was remind me our wedding song.
Weep we do do do
do. You know that one? Do you know that one?
Do 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 do.
And Clarissa.
The Stranger? Is that The Stranger by Billy Joel? Your wedding song was The Stranger by Billy Joel. We do, we do, we do. Yeah, it's The Stranger by Billy Joel.
Well, just the jazz part.
Did you have Billy Joel perform at your wedding?
It was
just the jazz
just
part?
The jazz part.
Just the jazz
amazing.
Part. Well, we amazing. Had his cousin,
Haley Joel.
Haley Joel. It was much cheaper.
Not Haley Joel Osment.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
Haley Joel Osment is Billy Joel's cousin.
Yes! I was, yes. I misspoke when I said no. I meant yes. Well, the thing is, I'm so large that I can flap my wings, and it makes a nice percussive sound, which Thumb really likes.
Amazing. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful wedding. Yeah. I did, there's something that I did want to bring up in from the pre-interview. You're saying recently you were having problems with a neighbor nearby, and you maybe wanted to share about this neighbor or even bring the neighbor in to sort of sort it out on this.
Well, I'm happy to. It's his old enemy.
Wow.
Old man Montgomery.
Old man Montgomery.
Oh my goodness.
Did I hear old man Montgomery? My ears are burning.
God, it's like, he's like the devil. Gosh. You say his
You're
name
like the
and
devil.
He shows
Listen
up.
To how you said that.
What? I'm an innocent man. I'm the wounded party in this affair, this feud between our two houses. I'm the aggrieved party here. Listen here, young man. Are you from the newspaper? Because I've got a story to tell you. I see if you've got recording equipment and you've got a little checklist you're checking off or something.
Yeah, my notes I left in the car, but yeah, I have recording equipment.
Do you need it? Do you need a clipboard? I've got one.
A clipboard would be great. I don't. Oh, thank you. This is just a clipboard.
Yeah.
There's yeah. no paper or
paper
pen.
Paper costs extra.
Okay.
You know that old saying?
I have. That's yeah. It's a classical saying. Paper costs extra. I'll just hold on to it.
Well, you tell the people. You tell the people. These two make too much noise.
Now, how is that bothersome to you when the noise we make is beautiful, yes. old man?
Beautiful? It's just bipping and bopping and jazzmatazz. It's driving me crazy.
Now, something about old man Montgomery is that he's been a juggalo since juggalos first started, and his music is very different from our music, so it's just a matter of taste, old man Montgomery.
Are you into ICP, young man?
Old man Montgomery, I'm not very familiar with ICP. Is it possible you could sing me some bars?
Absolutely. I'm an insane clown and I'm in a posse. That's who I am. I'm a crazy clown. Crazy clown, and I got a lot of other clowns. We are a posse. We're insane.
Now, see, we don't complain when you do that, exactly. when you crank up your ICP.
Well, why would
it.
You?
We love
we
it.
We love it.
Of course. Well, yes, of course. It's like manna from heaven in your ears.
Now, I know it's hard to see from behind that white and black paint on his face and all of those tattoos, but I think old man Montgomery's eyes show a lot of loneliness.
A lot of bitterness. You.
I think so,
How
too.
How dare you?
I think so,
How
too.
How dare you? How dare you?
Old man Montgomery, do you have someone in your life?
Well, no, unless you mean the posse.
I bet more of a partner instead of a posse.
A partner?
Let me look off wistfully
while I answer your question.
Like an individual companion partner.
An ICP. Oh. Individual companion partner.
Yes.
I got to sit down.
Now, we've tried to introduce him to so many of Thumb and My's friends. So many. The frog by the pond. No.
Oh, no.
She was snooty.
Okay.
The rabbit in the garden.
The rabbit in the garden. Mm-hmm. Which I almost ate, but then I thought, ooh, date for the neighbor.
No sense of humor.
Oh.
Didn't laugh at any of my jokes.
That is true. She's kind of a serious rabbit, yeah.
She's very serious.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, did you hear that story in NPR? It's like, no, rabbit, I don't listen to NPR.
Well, we've tried so many, you know, from Humpty Doo to Humpty Don't. You've said no to all of them, so.
You know, I thought me and Humpty Don't had something for a little while, but that one was all her. She.
And what happened there? What happened there?
Well, she was sitting on a wall, and she had a great fall.
Mm-hmm.
And, she decided to move away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. She had a great fall. She said, you know, this really puts my life in perspective, and I've always wanted to pursue, you know, swimming.
Oh, great. Hmm. So she moved to a place where she could swim. That's great.
Yeah, it's not a lot of swimming in Spokane.
No.
No.
How do we say it? Do we say Spokane or do we say Spokane?
It depends on who you are. I screech it most of the time because that's how I grew up saying it.
Oh, don't get me started on the screeching. Are you taking this down, young man?
I just have a clipboard. I have no pen and paper. We're also recording. We're recording audio, so.
I just want to have a nice, quiet dinner with my listening to Insane Clown Posse and work on my dating profile. I'm a simple man. I'm an old man.
It sounds like your neighbors have been trying to help you. So have you thought of maybe having a shared dinner where you can listen, that you can, they can listen to some jazz, you can listen to some ICP, they can help you with your dating profile, you can tell them what you want, and then hey, this will bring you all together as a community.
But they wouldn't do that for me.
Oh, man, my God, right,
of course we would. Oh, of course we would.
Oh, really?
I've left so many squirrels outside your front door trying to get you to come over.
Oh, I thought that was a threat.
No, that's how I give gifts.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've just had a huge misunderstanding.
Of course we have.
Oh, dear. Well, can I come in?
Yes, can you come in physically? I mean, you might not fit. I don't.
It's a really tight fit in here.
It's okay. Shoes on or off?
Either. My rule is whatever makes you most comfortable.
I'll keep them on.
Okay.
Oh, there's another pair of shoes. Yeah, I'm going to put these on too. Two pairs of shoes.
Well, I haven't done a lot of the research my colleagues have. Boy, they do a lot of pre-interviewing. They tend to know exactly what they're walking in on, but I'm kind of going in blind here, but I sure am excited to see what I find, so I'll give a knock and see who answers the door. A tonk, a tonk, a tonk.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello.
Hey, you're early.
I remember. Nice to meet you. It is me. I am here from HDGTM, Spokane's number one radio station. My name is Juno, and I'm here to interview you and your partner. Hello! Did that sound official?
I got chills. I felt like I was listening to the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope it makes it on.
Oh, hey, you need a little more confidence.
I don't know. I feel like I'll be an intern forever. Gosh.
Oh, no, I think you've got what it takes. Juno, is it?
Juno, yeah, like the movie.
Oh, like the movie Juno.
Like the movie Juno. So, tell me about you and your partner.
Oh, sure. Why don't you come in?
Oh, sure. Shoes on or off?
Just put these paper slippers on over your shoes.
Okay.
And it'll be fine. Well, I am a little bit of a germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
And please watch your step. Mm-hmm. Do you like a towel?
Sure. It is sticky in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Lysol.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm a bit of a germaphobe, so mm-hmm. you know where this is going. And he is a pizza delivery man.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I was just writing down your name to remember it. Mr. Tomato.
That's me.
Sorry, I don't know if that's... That must not be funny to you. It was a little, oh gosh, I feel so embarrassed. I'm so sorry for pointing that out, Mr. Tomato. That's
no,
so rude.
It's a fresh joke every time.
Okay.
Fresh.
That's funny. Mr. Tomato, and I assume also Mr. Tomato or different name?
Is that our guest?
Why don't you come in here?
Is our guest here?
Yeah, this is Juno. She's going to be a big, big star.
Juno, J-U-N-O? Do I have that right?
That's correct. Oh, actually, my photographer is in the car. Let me tell her it's okay for her to come in. Hang on one second. I should have remembered this. I'm such an idiot.
Okay, you can keep the... Okay.
Okay, so it's cool if I come too.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I meant to tell you to come in at the same time. I forgot. I'm so sorry. I'm never going to not be an intern. Oh, come on in, Maria. I'm so sorry.
Great.
This is Marie. She's my photographer. She's going to be taking photographs. Oh, shoot. I wore my paper shoes outside. Should I change? Should I?
Yes.
For his sake, for Tomato's sake, you should probably change. It's Marie. It's M-A-R-I-E.
That's correct. And just to start, could we get just a nice couple shot of the two of you? Maybe like cheek to cheek, just real close.
Just spray a little Lysol on my cheek, sweetie. Just a little.
Are you okay? Just a little
Lysol. That's okay. Go ahead.
Here we go. A little spritz. Okay. And mm-hmm. we'll get close.
Okay.
And we'll touch. We'll touch our cheeks.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay. And just try to look happy and show your teeth when you're smiling. Uh-huh.
I thought I was smiling.
Okay. Just so I can see your teeth. Just see those beautiful.
I feel like I am smiling with my teeth.
Okay, all right.
If you could just smile with your teeth, I just does this like Marie's saying, just show us your teeth, please. Thank you,
okay. Okay. Honey. Like it's like when you go to the dentist and get a cleaning.
Oh, I'm there so long.
It's like you get a dentist for the cleaning. It's not going to take that long. It won't take that long now. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you think it was going to take that long. It's not going to take this. The photo's not going to be that long. I can see how you thought that was the example that I was doing, but the photo's not going to take that long. I'm just saying the same.
I have a thing.
Don't worry. It's not going to take that long. What I'm saying is
3 hours I was there.
It's not going to. I know. It was a long cleaning. You made them clean each tooth 4 times. It's not going to take that long.
Okay.
It won't take that long.
That'll do. All right. Oh, great, great. And then I'll be just taking candids as we continue. Thank you so much.
So great. Thank
Marie's
you, Marie.
Marie's only been here, been at the station for 4 months, but she's already gotten advanced 2 times, which is amazing because I've been there 2 years and I've never been advanced, which is so Marie is a quality, really, really high talent photographer.
That's great.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Well, if you both put on some paper shoes, you can come right in.
Okay. All right.
How did these get met? Oh, shoot. How did you meet?
Okay.
Right. That's the name of the show. Okay. So how did a germaphobe marry a pizza delivery man? I guess those are pretty different.
Yeah. He goes from door to door picking up germs from, I mean, there's houses that have dogs.
I've heard this story before.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I obviously didn't order pizza, but my neighbor did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look in the outside of our house, go ahead and look. 193, right? And then right next door, 163. They leaped 30 numbers ahead. Well, I don't know. Well, you know, there used to be a lot of houses here, but then obviously.
Then this other house just snaked through the town and just blew past those houses and absorbed them into their house.
Oh, we're doing a story on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta know what's going on with that guy.
We have to know.
These above ground tunnels that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he's got all the in between numbers. But so our number is 193. Theirs was 163, but it got turned upside down. So the pizza guy thought, well, that's 193. So this one must be 163.
I was still the pizza guy at that. I was still the pizza guy at that point.
Also, I just knew him as the pizza guy.
You would think that our number 9 would fall because of gravity and become a 6, but their number turned upside down and became a 9.
I still, to this day, every day, think about that.
Don't know how it happened.
So how did that happen?
So you saw.
That's what you should do a show on that. How did that get happened?
Well, there's a lot of shows in the works here at Werewolf. Werewolf.
Oh, is that what you went with?
Yeah, that's what we went with. Werewolf.
Okay.
Really, first thought, best thought. Sounds
yeah,
like.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
That's awesome.
It was a first love at first sight situation.
I mean, I can only speak for me. I think so.
I heard a knock on the door, and
we try something? I'm so sorry. I know I'm just the photographer.
She has such good instincts. You got to just let her do her thing.
I have an idea. Could I take a picture of what the first look?
That's what they say in bridal magazines. First look.
Like if you could show, instead of telling us, how about you show us how you met? Okay, so we'll just set the scene. We'll open the door. Okay. And then I'm going to take a picture.
I got Marie. I'm sure you're so talented. I cannot wait to see these photos on the podcast. Cannot wait.
It's an attachment PDF. When you download it, you have to go to the website and then you have to log in. And when you download it through the website, there's an attachment PDF with all of Marie's photos.
I'm fighting for my job every day.
And you got promoted twice. You've gotten promoted twice.
Well, to be fair, 2 people got fired. Yeah. Wow. There's been quite a lot of axing at the top, but Marie's meteoric rise is deserved. Yeah.
They keep saying we don't need a photographer. We're doing podcasts. And I'm like, listen.
They tell you that.
They tell me that. And I'm saying, I'll show you. And then they promote me. So I'm telling you.
Wow.
Let's just get this picture.
They like chutzpah. That's what they keep saying.
Exactly.
Juno, this is what confidence gets you.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I'll never get there.
Mm-hmm. You know, you will.
Marie, are you going to be taking these photos from inside or outside?
I would love to get the perspective of the door opener. Okay, so I will be behind. Okay. And we'll have the door open. Great.
Well, so are we going to replicate that moment when I first saw him?
All right. Well, then we both got to start looking younger.
Why don't we do hair and makeup? That would be
I have the caboodle in the car. Should I get it?
Yeah. Why don't you?
Okay, I'm gonna go get the caboodle.
Okay. Wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This makes my tomato a little nervous. The idea of like hair products and other products. You're gonna be okay, tomato, right?
I'll be okay. Can I just put on this saran wrap, this plastic wrap first? Like wrap it around my head before you do hair and makeup.
Okay, you have to promise that you're gonna cut holes for your nose and your mouth this time, right?
But that's where the germs will come in.
But remember what happened last time is you went to sleep.
Out.
You passed out.
I went to sleep.
You went to sleep.
Okay, I got the caboodle.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right.
Oh, well, he's got his stuff out. He looks like a Dexter victim. Here we go. So I you know what? I got Mr. Tomato's name. Mr. Pizza. Free guy. I don't have your name written down here. What is your name?
Well, it's also Tomato.
Okay. Coincidentally, you're married.
First name is Tomato.
And last name?
Now it's also Tomato.
Oh, wow.
You know what they say, Tomato, Tomato.
I do.
Are you familiar with that expression?
What's that? What's that, sweetie?
It's a saran wrap over the mouth.
I'm going to cut a hole.
Are you familiar with that expression?
Tomato, Tomato?
Tomato, Tomato.
Tomato, Tomato.
Tomato, tomato?
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato?
Tomato, tomato.
Are you familiar with the expression tomato, tomato?
Yeah, I've heard the expression tomato, tomato.
I've heard it once or twice.
Tomato, tomato?
Tomato, tomato.
I really think this is the best part of the episode.
Well, we're not recording this part.
Okay.
Don't worry. All right, so why don't you get set up for the photograph? Are you going to head outside?
Okay, we are at, we'll put on
I'll
our,
stay inside because I was inside.
That makes sense. I'll step outside.
And I'm just going to apply makeup. Like, you know, like in the bridal magazines, how they have a first look and usually the mother of the bride is applying the makeup if they don't have a professional do it. I'll just be doing
sure,
it like
of course
that.
I know. Yeah, of course I know.
And I'll be taking photos of that for podcast, blog, and beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, you can just slather it on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You are looking younger already. My goodness.
Look at that.
It's kind of sticking to the plastic.
Yeah, that's what it's good for.
How long ago did you meet?
Ooh, that was, I guess it was 1985. So that would have been 37
years ago. 37 years ago. Yeah, February 2nd, 37 will be 37 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're all good. Right. Okay. Tomato, tomato, I'm going to do you now.
Thank you. Does anyone have like something for me to carry to replicate a pizza box, like a clipboard or something? A clipboard would be great.
You're home, so.
I got this Lysol bottle. Would this Lysol bottle work as a pizza box?
If we're improvising.
Don't use that one. Use this one. It's
okay.
Yeah, this one's empty.
Do you want to spray that Lysol bottle with this Lysol bottle?
Of course. Yeah, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tomato, tomato, are you. You're not a germaphobe. Just.
No, I picked up some tendencies.
Oh, you have.
And
you
know. I like pizza now.
Oh.
Loves it.
Okay, so you rubbed off on each other. You rubbed off loves on it. Each other. That's very
tomato,
sweet.
Tomato, tomato, I'm going to give you a bold lip.
Okay.
Okay. Just the big, that looks like a red
really
donut.
I really love that.
I'm inspired by the color red. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. Okay. All right. It's time for the reveal photo. All right.
Here's what I did. I opened the door like this.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
And there he was wearing that red and black jacket from Thriller.
And it happened to be the pizza uniform, but it was very close to the Thrill uniform. And I said, pizza for address 193.
And I said, well, I'm 193, but I didn't order a pizza.
I'm realizing
that's how we met.
That's how we met.
See, we talked for hours.
It was me who caught the mistake of being at the wrong house, and then I was a little baffled.
Well, so we're both big fans of Francis Ford Coppola.
Great.
Turns out.
On that. Marie, did you want any final, I feel like I've got the story. Marie, did you want any final photos?
I would love a shot of you two eating pizza, to be honest.
I mean, we could order a pizza.
We could order pizza.
You don't take home the ones that, you know, when the order gets canceled and stuff, they usually let the pizza boys take them home. You take those home, right?
I don't know. I don't take that. No, I don't take that home.
I mean,
Let's see, what have I got here?
My job rests on making this.
Oh, I do have a clipboard.
Photo.
Take a bite out of the clipboard, pretend like it's pizza?
Yeah.
We could do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do that.
All right. Spray it with some Lysol.
All right, so just go together. You're laughing. You know, yes, beautiful. Maybe feed each other the clipboard. Yeah.
Do you want the metal part?
I'll take the metal part.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now big, open big.
I just got these veneers, and they're very light sensitive.
Yeah, open.
I feel like this is the one that's going to finally get me promoted.
Thanks for listening. This episode of How Did These Get Met was brought to you by Associate Producer Jordy Pash, Lead Interviewer Steven Renters, Junior Interview on Probation Juno Von Gottfried, Senior Photography Executive Marie St. Clair, Junior Photography Executive quote West Coast end quote DJ Smallfish, Cinematography by Dr. Sue Wurzelbacher, Best Boy Jennifer Hudson, not that one, Gaffer Sean Dan Toothlong, Promotional consideration to Spokane's top pizza shop, Spicy Pie. Special thanks to Lysol. To those staff who have lost their homes due to bloodthirsty farmer Travers' perpetual expansion, please call Richard Christoforsky.
This has been Made Up Talk Show, part of the Let's Hear It Network. Have a podcast or podcast idea and want to get involved? Visit letshearit.network. That's letshearit.network.